Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, spoilers ahead for Season 4, Episode 1 of The Crown are coming up. Prince Philip has denied the popular belief that Lord Mountbatten had become a substitute father figure to him, a biography has claimed. The Mirror reminds us that as part of the Greek royal family, Philip was just an infant when his parents fled with him and his four sisters in exile to France. His mother, Princess Alice of Battenberg, was institutionalized when Philip was young and his sisters soon wed high-ranking German aristocrats, while his father, Prince Andrea, spent his time in France with a mistress. Philip was subsequently sent to school in Britain and was watched over by his mother's brothers, Captain George Mountbatten and Lord Louis Mountbatten, affectionately known as Dicky. Captain Mountbatten died, which means many royal watchers assume that Dicky raised Philip, especially as Philip, he chose to adopt the surname of Mountbatten when he became a naturalized British citizen in 1947. However, the Duke of Edinburgh himself has dispelled such claims, according to royal biographer Ingrid Seward in her new book, Prince Philip Revealed. She quotes Philip as saying, "Mountbatten certainly had an influence on the course of my life, but not so much on my ideas and attitudes. I suspect he tried too hard to make himself a son out of me." Another time he said, "One impression I think needs to be corrected is that the whole of my life has been spent here in the UK and that I was brought up by Lord Mountbatten, neither of which is true." Miss Seward noted in her biography that Dickie's relationship with Philip has been exaggerated over the years. Although many have claimed that Mountbatten was the significant influence in Philip's life and development, this is an overstatement. While there is no doubt that Dicky was able to use his influence in getting Philip various postings in the Navy, and in progressing Philip's romance with Princess Elizabeth, the degree of influence he had on moulding Philip, the man, is questionable. For the majority of his childhood, his other uncle looked after Philip during his school holidays. Dicky was often away on active duty, and an unearthed letter he sent to his wife reveals that he only started to get to know his nephew when he was a teenager. He wrote, "Philip was here all last week during his entrance exams for the Navy. He has his meals with us, and he really is killingly funny. I like him very much." Dicky only stepped into the picture upon his brother's death when Philip was already 17. Even so, Mrs. Seward claimed Philip was influenced by Dicky's drive to succeed and will to win over the years. Spoilers for Season 4, Episode 1 of The Crown are coming. Viewers of that episode know that Dicky died off the coast of Ireland in an IRA bomb blast. The remote-controlled explosive planted on the Mountbatten's fishing boat the night before took the lives of four people: Lord Mountbatten, his 14-year-old grandson Nicholas Knatchbull, 15-year-old boathand Paul Maxwell, and the Dowager Baroness Doreen Brayborn, the 83-year-old mother-in-law of Mountbatten's eldest daughter, who died in the hospital the following day. A week later, on September 5th, 1979, the British royal family, government officials, foreign dignitaries, and more gathered at Westminster Abbey for the Earl's funeral service. Lord Mountbatten's coffin was draped in a Union Jack and arrived at Westminster Abbey following a procession through the streets of London. Members of Britain's armed forces marched alongside representatives from Burma, India, the United States, France, and Canada, per the BBC. Prince Charles and Prince Philip donned full naval regalia for the ceremony. An admiral's hat, Mountbatten's sword of honour, and his gold stick were laid on top of the coffin. Lord Mountbatten had laid out most of his arrangements for his funeral a few years before his death. This meant that, among other things, Japan was not represented at the ceremony, a decision suspected by the New York Times to have been motivated by Mountbatten's enduring ill will towards the nation following his time fighting in Southeast Asia during World War II. And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.